Are you ready to get informed and inspired? This is the Homeschool Hope Podcast, where you are introduced to the people and the products to equip you for your homeschooling journey. Whether you are a veteran homeschooler, are just getting started, or haven't even started yet, this show will give you the hope in the future of home education. Episode 003, the affiliate focus for today is Liberty Classroom. I know that you're concerned about truth or you wouldn't be homeschooling. So where do you go to get the truth about history and economics and other similar subjects? The Liberty Classroom. At Liberty Classroom, you have access to over 12 college-level courses taught by experts in their field. You can either watch the lectures online or you can download them and listen to them on the go. Any one of these courses is well worth the price of membership, but you get all 12 of them for less than $100. Plus, you get to communicate with these great professors. My oldest son devoured the material in Liberty Classroom, and he is far better for it. So check it out. Click on the right banner on the webpage or just in the show notes. Everyone, this is Steve Donahue with the Homeschool Hope Podcast, and I'm really excited about the guest that we have with us today. I have Yvonne Bunn from the Home Educators Association of Virginia, and she is the Director of the Homeschool Support and Director of Government Affairs. She has worked with the Home Educator Association of Virginia's legislative team to protect and improve Virginia's homeschool laws. She has also worked with a network of local support groups to provide accurate, up-to-date information to homeschoolers. She has also developed a homeschool success seminar. We're going to talk a little bit about that today as well. And she has presented this at several conferences throughout Virginia and at a week-long series on the national syndicated Homeschool Heartbeat, which actually is a podcast that you can listen to. It's a great one. And on behalf of the HEAV, she coordinates the annual day at the Capitol, and she has spearheaded the effort at the General Assembly to pass the first homeschool license plate in the nation. And, of course, that's here in Virginia. And if you're driving across the various roadways here in Virginia, you can see different people who homeschool because they've got that license plate there. In 1992, she received the Homeschool Legal Defense Association's Outstanding Service Award. Yvonne has a degree in elementary education and has taught high school prior to homeschooling for 18 years. And Yvonne and her husband, George, have 5 children and 12 grandchildren. So with that, Yvonne, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
So why don't we just start by having you tell a little bit about your own homeschooling experience, about your family, and a little bit about yourself personally.
Well, I do have a background in teaching, and I taught in private Christian schools for the first 8 years, and that was a good experience. We had 3 more children during that time, and so when it was time for them to begin school in kindergarten, our first one, we have 5 children, but we homeschooled the last 3. It wasn't legal to homeschool prior to that, and we didn't even know that that was an educational choice. And so with our last 3 children, when it was time for them to begin school, I really wanted to spend more time with them. I wanted to be the one that would have the joy of teaching my children how to read and how to discover the world around them. And I felt like that was a real calling from God, that that's what the Lord wanted us to do. And so I decided to look into that, see what the options were, found out that the law had just been passed in Virginia a few years prior to that time. And we gathered with a group of like-minded friends and started a support group, and from there we all began homeschooling. And at that point we didn't have a lot of curriculum to choose from. A lot of the big vendors that we buy from so readily now would not sell to homeschoolers because we were not associated with a private school or a public school, and so they were concerned about being associated with homeschoolers. But now we're really their biggest market, and so things have really changed. And so we began homeschooling in kindergarten and took it 1 year at a time, and ended up teaching them all the way through high school, and they all graduated from high school and went to college, 4-year schools. So our homeschool experience was one of learning along the way, because we started in 1986 when there were not a lot of support groups or not a lot of we didn't even have the internet then to look at. So we had, pardon me, so we had lots of challenges, and we worked together and did things together in small groups, and learn to teach our children.
Yeah, so that must have been quite an experience back in 1986. I know I'm hoping to eventually get Rick Boyer on or one of his family members to talk about what it was like back when it was illegal, and they were trying to do what they could to homeschool legally, associating themselves with a Christian school and all that.
Right,
and,
right.
So you must have started schooling right after that, as soon as the law got passed?
Law was passed in 1984, and we began homeschooling in 1986.
Right, okay. And it sounded to me like it wasn't so much you were just frustrated with the public school or government schools or Christian schools or anything like that. It's just so much you wanted more time with your kids, and you wanted to be the one who was seeing them grow up and mature and learn and things like that, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. I felt like our children were a gift from God, and that it was our responsibility to teach and train them. And I felt that academics was just as much a part of that as anything else. And so it was an easy transition from preschool things that you do with your child around the house to just moving into something that's a little more formal with teaching them how to read and the sounds of the letters and the blends. And so it's a very natural thing when you start early with your children. So that's what we wanted, to build good character in our children. We wanted strong academics. We wanted to pass on our family values to our children. And so for all those reasons, the Lord was really directing us to take on that responsibility, which we took very seriously.
Right. Yeah, that's great. You know, I've had a lot of people that I've talked to who have said that, you know, they were teaching their children in preschool and, you know, toddler years, and they were learning a lot and growing. They said, you know, why stop that? Let's just continue
That's
on
right.
and keep homeschooling. So what was your biggest challenge? I mean, obviously having to deal with no curriculum and no support and that kind of thing. Would you say that was your biggest challenge in homeschooling, or was it something else?
It was. That was a challenge. It was a real opportunity to do a lot of research and to find out what we could use as they began, the vendors began or publishers began allowing us to buy curriculum from them. We would trade books. We would, when I'd finish it, I would give it to my friend who had a child coming up to that grade level. And so we would just pass things around. We would barter. We would trade. But we really did all the teaching. And a lot of times we actually did things without books. We would do science. We would get books from the library with science experiments in them, and history books from the library, and whatever was on the child's level, that's where we would look for curriculum. That was definitely the greatest challenge in the early years.
Right. Yeah. Of course, we don't now everything is so accessible with, you know, multiple curriculum available and internets, and I mean, it's just amazing what's available now. I admire you pioneers that were there at the beginning, making it possible for those of us who come afterwards.
Well, so, you know, I admire the people today because you have so many choices,
and
it's hard to choose. It can be very confusing. And so we didn't have that problem, so it's kind of switched gears here.
Right, that is true. So what would you say? I mean, obviously your children turned out pretty well. They all graduated, went on to college. What would you say is one big success story that you have about your homeschooling experience?
Well, one of the things that happened, you know, when you teach your children at home, you it's one-on-one instruction. And so you gear your curriculum to your child's needs and to their interests. And one of the greatest benefits of doing that is when your child is really interested or gifted in certain ways, then you can work with that gifting with your child. We had one child, our first one that we homeschooled, when he was about 13 years old, decided that he wanted to play the piano. We didn't even own a piano. And so, you know, we thought, well, we think this is just kind of something he may be interested in temporarily. He did have a friend who did classical music, and we thought that was a positive influence on him. And so, but anyway, he had a paper route, earned enough money to get an electric piano, and then later on we chipped in and got a piano with him with his funds. And he began teaching himself piano, and we discovered he was very, very talented and was able to teach himself lots of things from the books he looked at. So during our homeschool years, he would get up early. It was so motivating for him. He would get up early in the morning to get his schoolwork done so that he could practice piano hours and hours a day. He eventually went over to a small college that's in our town and asked if he could practice over there. He took music lessons, and it ended up, because he was so passionate about this gift that he had, that he practiced and practiced and ended up getting a full four-year college scholarship, a music scholarship, to go and study music, and a full four-year full-ride scholarship. And so that was a tremendous success story, because we would not have known that he was interested in this had he not had the time to be exposed to it at that level.
Right.
And also had he not had the time to practice the way he wanted
exactly.
to and work his schoolwork around all what he was so interested in. And so now that doesn't happen with all kids, but we do need to look for the strengths that our children have and try to develop those particular things.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a perfect example of some of the benefits of homeschooling, being able to give them the freedom to pursue the avenue that God has gifted them for, and that's
exactly.
fantastic.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about the homeschool success seminar that you have created.
Well, in working with HEAV, I began volunteering a number of years ago, probably about 26 or 27 years ago. I began volunteering and have done lots of different things through the years. But one of the things we continually get at HEAV are questions about how to get started, or what does the law say, or how do I comply with the law? I don't want to get in trouble. And we don't want parents to do that. We want them
right.
to be law-abiding citizens. And so we get lots and lots of questions about how to begin homeschooling. And so one of the things that we began probably about 15 years ago was having success seminars. And these are seminars that parents can come to. We normally have them in the fall, late summer, early fall, in January, right after the Christmas holiday, and very early January, in the spring, and then at our convention. And this is a time when we have a seminar that parents can come to and get their questions answered on what they really need to know to homeschool. There is a lot of information out there, a tremendous amount on the internet and books and from friends and relatives, but not all of it is accurate information, particularly for our state, because every state has a different law. And so we've put together this seminar in order to help parents know how to homeschool successfully, where to choose curriculum, what type of curriculum to choose, where you can get it, what resources are out there for you, as well as just the daily, how to do a daily homeschool schedule. You know, what do you do first when you get up in the morning? What do you make sure you do every day in case you can't cover all the subjects? Which subjects are most important? And then we just go on and study. We talk about the law and what Virginia requires and the notice of intent, religious exemption, what the options are for an evaluation at the end of the year. So it's about a three-hour seminar that gives them the foundational nuts and bolts of how to homeschool successfully without feeling overwhelmed. I want parents to know that they can do this. We don't have to have the professionals doing it for us. If you love your child, if you're concerned about their character development, their educational success, you can do this, and I want parents to know that they can. And so that's one of the reasons we want to encourage parents to look into home education as a very, very viable educational option.
Boy, that is great. That hits my heart right there. I can't tell you how many times I've heard people say, homeschooling, oh, I wish I could do that. And I keep trying to tell them, no, you can. That's part of the reason why
right.
I'm doing this podcast, is so I can show people, look, there are people that are doing it. You can do it. And so
that's
excellent. The obviously, it is mostly geared towards those in Virginia, but it would be helpful for other people as well, I assume.
Yes, it's helpful for all parents. I am very excited about the interest that's these new millennials, the newest parents that we have contact with, who are working with preschoolers right now. We get lots and lots of calls from parents who are working with their preschoolers, and they want to know what they can do to get them ready for school. That's one of the reasons at the HEAB convention in June, we have Thursday, we do the How to Begin sessions at the convention, and they're free to all parents who want to come and get their questions answered. They're free to them, and the whole convention is free to parents of preschoolers, just to let them know that this is an option that is very, very workable. We really want them to understand all the choices that they have out there, not only public school, but private school, as well as homeschooling also. So it's great for anyone who's even starting with somebody in middle school. You know, the foundational information is foundational, and I tell every parent, everyone has a first year. And once you get through with that first year and you've got that under your belt, you really can then start making some choices that are even more, you know, because of your experience. You can even make better choices for your children as far as curriculum and activities and socialization and different things like that with your children. So once you get past that first year, and there's a lot of help for that, then you can just dive in and be an experienced homeschool parent who can understand what needs to be done.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that most homeschoolers would probably admit that they didn't stay consistent with the exact same curriculum they started with. They made modifications as they saw needs in their children, and they saw areas that they needed to improve on, things like that. So I'm with you on that. The best thing to do is to get started and work with what you've got, and then grow from there. So
that comes.
How can someone get a hold of this seminar? Do you have it available, or is it online somewhere?
We do have the seminar. We have the seminar on our website. And they can go to heav.org, and they can find it under support. And they can, at any time at their convenience, they can watch the How to Begin seminar and also the Law seminar. So both of those are there. And, of course, they're welcome to come and join us. I actually do the seminars around the state at local support groups during the year. But the next one is coming up in January 8th, as a matter of fact. And we'll be doing a How to Begin seminar at our Richmond office on January 8th. And we're doing a high school seminar on how to teach high school at home on January 9th, the very next day. They start at 1 o'clock and go until 2. And we have information on our website concerning the location, and they can download the notes before they come, and we can sit and talk and answer questions that parents have.
Okay, what a great resource. I'll make sure I put that into the show notes. Now let's transition to, you've already mentioned it several times, but heav.org. Tell me a little bit about what you do there and some of the benefits, particularly of, obviously the resources, you mentioned a few of them already, but what else does the HEAB do? And in particular, just a local association. There are obviously some listeners that aren't in Virginia and they're, local associations in their particular state. And what's the advantage of working with a local association like that?
I think one of the biggest advantages for anyone, and it's open to anyone, of course, our website, anyone can go there across, the country. In fact, I was just talking with a mother yesterday, and she happened to mention she was in South Dakota. And I said, South Dakota? She was asking questions about how to begin homeschooling. And I said, South Dakota? I said, how did you connect with us? And she laughed, and she said, well, I used to be from Virginia. And she said, I used to go to your conference. And now we've moved to South Dakota. And she said, I stay connected. So I was thrilled to talk to her yesterday. But I think
I don't mean to interrupt, but I'm probably partial, but the HEAB conferences that you all put on are among the best in the whole nation. I haven't gone to other ones, obviously, being in Virginia, but I know that the caliber of speakers you guys bring in is incredible. So I'm not surprised that someone outside the state would connect with us here in Virginia. Go ahead.
I think one of the benefits of being associated with HEAV is, and one of our purposes, is that we want parents to be encouraged. We want to encourage them. We know this is not an easy job. And so, and it's a very serious thing to take on with your children. And so we want them to be encouraged, and we want to be able to encourage them. Whether they're believers or non-believers, we will serve all homeschoolers who call us. And so we encourage those calls. We have free counseling. We send out a Virginia Home Educator quarterly magazine. We do it 4 times a year. That's free to anyone who would like to request a copy of the magazine. They can simply call our office at 804-278-9200 and ask to be on the mailing list for our quarterly magazine. They can also sign up for it online at heav.org too. We send out a weekly update to homeschoolers to let them know what's going on in Virginia, particularly as far as field trip activities, as far as support group work, things like that. When support groups meet, it's just like a listing of everything that's happening in Virginia. That goes out once a week, and that's free also. We also have an office. People can come to our office and come in if they'd like to browse the resources that we have there. We have lots of homeschool help books that are there. We do phone counseling. Of course, our website is very comprehensive. All of the forms that a parent would need to file their notice of intent, we have on our website. We have information about all the laws in Virginia, particularly, and links to other states also. Lots of how to begin beginner information, how to teach high school there. Our website is just loaded with information. We also have a manual, an HEAV manual that we sell has information also if somebody would like a printed copy of something to refer to when they have a question at home. They can do that also. We have discounted memberships to HSLDA, Homeschool Legal Defense. If they're a member of our organization, they get a discounted HSLDA membership also. We have discounts on everything for members, on everything that we sell at HEAV, which are basically manuals, books, CDs, things that will help parents know how to homeschool. We do not sell curriculum. There are lots of people out there that do, and we can connect you with those people. But our purpose is to make sure you have the correct information, you know how to homeschool, and you're encouraged. And so we have lots of homeschool how-to books like that. Also, if you're a member, you get discounts on our seminars, on convention registration. We also have an ID card that works for discounts at teacher supply stores and bookstores and places like that. So we have discounted tickets to the state fair for homeschool days. And we also set up field trips throughout the state, places like Virginia Air and Space or Mount Vernon or Monticello. We get educational discounts as a group to go there. And any homeschoolers, whether they're members or not throughout the state, are welcome to join us at discounted educational rates and special programs that they provide for us. So we have tons and tons of benefits, and mainly we're there to answer their questions, to counsel with them. If they have a question, a concern, or something's not going the way they expected, we have counselors that are happy to talk with them directly about anything that might concern them.
Okay, that sounds like a whole lot, and I think probably the best thing is just for those of you who are interested, just to get on the website and look around. And yes, there are plenty of resources there that will get you going. And, I personally like the Homeschool Heartbeat, which is their podcast that they do. And it's, not a real long one, but since you guys are listening to this, you're probably already interested in audio and podcasts and things like that. And so that's a good resource as well. And certainly they are not lacking in resources at the HEAV website and other places. So thank you for that. What is it you would say that you're really excited about right now, whether it be just the future of homeschooling itself or over at HEAV or education in general?
I am very excited about the growth in homeschooling. We're seeing about 12 to 15% growth every year in the state of Virginia.
Wow, that's great.
Department of Education's latest statistics on the number of homeschoolers in Virginia is 35,858 students being educated at home in Virginia. And so with the growth rate that we're seeing, I'm excited about connecting with these new families that are out there. I'm excited about these parents of preschoolers who are just eager to get information about what they can do and how to comply with the law. So those are things that get us motivated. We want parents to have the information that they need to succeed, and that's the our main purpose. And so we want to be there to give them that information.
Yeah, that's great. I'm really excited about that too. I really think that the homeschool movement is about to burst. I really think that you know, it's growing like crazy, just like you said. But I think that we're really about ready to see a real influx of parents that are deciding to homeschool, and you know, for a number of different reasons that we've probably already mentioned. So, what do you think is the direction of homeschooling in the future?
Well, I think we are going to see it grow. However, I am concerned about a few things also. I'm concerned about the attack on parents' rights, on parents' rights to make decisions for their children. Of course, homeschooling is a big part of this, but you've got the educational side of that, but you've also got the medical decisions that parents make for their children. It just concerns me with the growth of government. We really do live in a post-Christian world, and it's a very difficult and a very different situation than, you know, 50 years ago when, you know, when children were in school and basically and a few private schools started popping up because they were concerned about things. And then in the 80s, homeschooling coming up. And now we have virtual schools out there also, which are not homeschools. Most virtual schools are actually public school at home with the same content. And in Virginia, the same SOL test and so forth. So that is not homeschooling. Homeschooling is parent-directed education where parents can choose the correct curriculum for their children and,
right,
and what they're developmentally ready for. So I'm concerned about the government tightening up on regulations or overseeing parents, wanting to oversee what parents do more. Those are things that do concern me for the future with home education and the future of our society, really. So I think we need to stay strong. We need to be together to support one another in order to help our legislators understand the difference between what we're doing in public education and help them understand the benefits of what we're doing, the character that our children are developing, and help them understand how our students graduate and they become active members in society and they have good jobs and they go to college and they're voters and they're involved and they volunteer in their community, to help them understand that, you know, these are all benefits of this type of education. So we want to be here to do that for the homeschoolers in Virginia, and we want to, you know, to be here to encourage parents, you know, daily, or to encourage them to have the big picture of what the impact that their family can have on today's society, and beginning right in their own homes and their own communities.
Right, exactly. And, of course, the Homeschool Legal Defense Association has done a lot to move homeschooling forward legally, and they are continuing to do that. So if you're not a part of the HSLDA, that's certainly something that you want to do right away if you're a homeschooler or considering becoming a homeschooler. And with that in mind, what would be just some really quick advice you would give to the couple out there that has a couple of kids? They're not sure what they want to do. They're thinking about doing homeschooling, but they're not quite sure whether they can do it. What would be your advice to them?
I would suggest that they really look into it seriously, that they connect with another homeschool family who can work with them and encourage them, who can mentor them. I would encourage them to get on our website, look around, to get good, solid, correct information, and give us a call if we can help you, to answer your questions, to give you some resources. We're there to do that, and we'd be happy to do it. I'd say start where you are and take one step at a time.
That's great advice. Well, how can people find out more about you or about HEAV? Obviously, HEAV.org would be the website. Do you have a you said your phone number is 804-278-9200. Is there any other way that they might be able to contact you if they want to get some more information?
Yes, we have two Facebook pages also where they can start right away interacting with other homeschoolers. It's Home Educators Association of Virginia is the name of one of them. And the other Facebook page is Homeschooling in Virginia. And a lot of interaction. We have thousands of members on those, or thousands of members of Facebook on that, on those pages, from all different walks of life, all different experiences, and they are happy to share their information with you too. We're on there making sure that if there's a question about the law or a question of concern, that we can help and interact with them too. So that's another good resource for parents who are interested.
Okay, very good. Well, I thank you so much for your time and for the information and for the great work that you're doing with the HEAV and for your pioneering effort in homeschooling and for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
For more information about what was covered in this show, as well as all the other shows, go to homeschoolhope.com.